Welcome to Six Stadium in Seattle, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Seattle Pilots. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Angel Bravo. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Edmondson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Edmondson. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The right fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gus Gill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Gellner. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, John Gellner. And now, play ball. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGraw. Davis reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. Comer moves to third. It's 1-0, Pilots. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Comer scores. Davis moves to third. It's 2-0, Pilots. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Pilots. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Gellner covering, for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive towards third. Gill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Gellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gellner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Edmondson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edmondson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bravo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edmondson moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edmondson scores. Bravo moves to third. It's 3-1, Pilots. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Comer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harper. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields it and throws to second for the out. Hermann moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Edmondson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edmondson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edmondson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox 1. The Pilots will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Donaldson is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Jellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Jellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward is hit by the pitch. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bravo. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Whitaker now playing right field. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-2 in the game. Noop hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Paul Edmondson. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bravo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to third. Bravo moves to second. John O'Donohue now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Gale Hopkins now playing first base. Gary Bell now pitching. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. Bill Melton now playing right field. Pete Wargusgill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gill takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gill. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Pete Ward. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hermann is hit by the pitch. Bob Locker now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Pafletic now catching. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Bill Melton now playing third base. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. Harper steals second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 3 in the game. Knoop is called out on strikes. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams pinch hits for Gary Bell. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Pilots, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Six Stadium in Seattle.